Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Sweet anxious high achievers, welcome. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. It is, at the time of the recording of this podcast anyway, getting to be into the spring season, and it's so refreshing, especially being somebody who lives where winters can be kind of brutal, to come into this season. You know, I can hear the birds singing in the mornings, the sun's coming up early and earlier in the day, I see the grass starting to grow and the trees starting to blossom, and can we just take a moment to appreciate something like that that's going on for you? I think that something that is a helpful tool that can be easy to overlook for us anxious high achievers is moments of mindfulness. So maybe just pause this episode even for a minute if you're listening, and you know, if you're listening somewhere where it's safe to pause it, and look around, like smell the air, look at a beautiful flower. Feel the breeze on your face and just appreciate where you're at in the moment, whether it's spring or another season for you, you're inside or outside. But for now, I'm conjuring spring because that's what's happening for me in the moment. And I was thinking about spring as kind of like a metaphor for high achieving women who juggle millions of things at all times, or so it feels, and at this season might be feeling a little bit burnt out. I know that that is something that can happen for me, especially with the cyclical nature of my career, that you can get kind of burnt out in the springtime. And if you are somebody, and I know you probably are if you're here listening to this podcast, who thrives on goals and constantly pushing forward, you might find yourself resisting the idea of coming into a refreshing season or slowing down or hitting reset. But that season isn't necessarily about stopping or laziness. It's about renewal and refreshing, which I think is so important to incorporate into your life in various ways, and maybe doing it seasonally, intentionally, is a way for you to do that, perhaps the spring of every year. And I think for me, as I mentioned earlier, it's all about the pause, taking a pause to be mindful in the moment of where you're at, to reflect on where you are, where you want to be. Maybe it's a time to shed or get rid of those old habits or thoughts, or maybe even physical possessions that aren't serving you anymore, and make way for the new. And you deserve it, sweet anxious high achiever. You deserve the moment to pause, reflect, refresh, renew. It's really important for you and those you love. So today I just want to talk about maybe four different ways that you can consider spring cleaning for your life, your mind, your soul, your thoughts, your body, and maybe give some examples of each of those and how you could possibly use that in your own life. And I think that sometimes we think of spring cleaning and decluttering our physical possessions, which is important, but something that I've been pondering lately is decluttering your schedule. So what can that look like for you? Do you constantly put that 7 a.m. yoga class onto your calendar only to bump it aside because you have something else that you're doing instead? Or do you go to that monthly service club meeting that isn't serving you anymore? It had its season in your life, and now maybe the season is over. So I'd like for you to stop and pause and look at your schedule and think about how you could possibly declutter your schedule. And that might also include, by the way, putting less on it to begin with, which is probably a whole episode in and of itself, sweet anxious high achiever. But think about how you could declutter your schedule. And next, I want to jump back to mindfulness. I mentioned that a couple of times earlier, but I think that mindfulness can be such an important practice for you to be able to still the anxiety, get into the moment, and find ways to enjoy your life. It's all about being present. It's all about being in the moment, and really can help calm and lessen that anxiety, especially long term, if you practice mindfulness on a regular basis. So think about ways that you can incorporate mindfulness into your schedule. Maybe if it's spring, it's a good time for you to start a quick 10-minute walk during your lunch break to get outside, get some fresh air, get some sunshine, maybe catch up with a colleague. Do you have a colleague that you enjoy talking with but don't get time to during the day? And you guys agree to meet up for 10 minutes each day at the start of your lunch break to go for a quick walk and chat about maybe something other than work, something that might be pleasant or fun. Or maybe you could download a free mindfulness app and do a quick meditation near the end of your day as you do your wind down routine. Just sit in your chair, close your eyes for 3 minutes, do some deep breathing, get into the mindset, shifting from your busy work day to your transition home, where you're going to let the work go. And you're going to go home and you're going to enjoy your life and your family. So think of ways that you could practice mindfulness in your day. Also, I want to mention connecting with nature. And I think that this can be dependent upon your personality, your upbringing, maybe even your physical location, climate, time of year. But I think that connecting with nature is really important, and it can be easy not to do. It can be easy to be stuck inside. So think of ways where you could incorporate nature into your practices. Maybe it's that 10-minute outside walk with a colleague I mentioned earlier. Maybe it's going outside and playing with your kids at night instead of playing inside or letting them watch TV. Maybe it's planting a small pot of flowers. You don't have to go hog wild with a garden unless that's your thing, but maybe you just grab a pot, throw some dirt in there, put down a couple of seeds, and cultivate a small wildflower cutting garden for yourself, for your back step, something that you might look at day in and day out as you walk into and out of the house and can enjoy for the season. So think of ways that you can reconnect with nature. And then finally, I think it's important to constantly be thinking about and considering how you're thinking. So think about how you're thinking about rest and renewal, for example. Do you see that as a sign of weakness? Do you see it as a breakdown? Or do you see it as a necessity, part of a cycle, the cycle of life, something that is required for you to go through on occasion to be your best? So I'd like for you to sit down and think about, how are you thinking about seasons of refresh, renewal, rest, maybe even burnout, and what it means to you? And is your thinking serving you? And if not, I want you to find a way to reframe that. And I want you to keep in mind that not only is it okay for refresh, rest, renewal, but it's necessary for you. So again, just to recap, the four ways that I had mentioned that you could consider maybe some spring cleaning for your mind, body, soul thoughts include decluttering your schedule, practicing mindfulness, connecting or reconnecting with nature, and reframing your thinking or doing a little bit of thought control work. Now, I want you to remember that refreshing and renewing isn't necessarily linear. There's no one right or wrong way, but it's important that you take time to do it for yourself so you don't reach the point of burnout, so you can rest and improve. You know, you've heard about how your brain will repair itself at night while you sleep. And it's important for that as an actual biological function within your body so that it can function optimally. And I think it's the same for the rest of your body and your thoughts that run through your brain to do some refreshing and renewing. Now, that's all I have for you today, sweet friends. If you haven't yet joined my free Facebook group, go to the show notes, find the link, click it, and join us. It is an incredible group of high-achieving, encouraging, thoughtful, wonderful, amazing women just like you. We'd love to have you there. We do things like talking about how we can overcome anxiety, improve our lives in general, have more fun, encourage one another. I'd love to see you in the group. Again, the link to join is in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining today, sweet friends. I hope you take care of yourselves and take a little time to refresh. Talk to you next week.
Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.